Do you and your spouse ever disagree about your finances? It's a pretty common point of contention in a lot of marriages. What's interesting is how money conflicts can actually arise out of issues that have nothing to do with your money, but more to do with how you were raised and your expectations, even your unconscious fears. I'm John Fuller, and on a recent Focus on the Family broadcast, Jim Daly and I addressed this topic with Shanti and Jeff Feldhahn, who wrote a book called Thriving in Love and Money.
If you can, explain to me that common knee-jerk reaction that you identified. I think I can identify with this one. This is where emotion takes over and, you know, you just don't sound rational in this discussion.
Well, this is also one of those five factors that we found that really makes a difference, which is that it turns out that so often what's going on is that we're having this kind of knee-jerk reaction to something that our spouse is saying or doing based on often kind of faulty beliefs and sort of assumptions in the background. This, for example, is one of the things that commonly comes from, for example, how people were raised, right? Like, so what's their background? What's their history?
These are the triggers we were talking about.
Some of the triggers. Mm. The only thing is people often stop there and say, well, it's because of how my dad handles something. This is how our family handles something. Well, actually, one of the interesting things that we found is that you can actually come from the exact same background and have totally different knee-jerk reactions.
Why?
To
How
things.
Come?
Well, think about it. For example, we would often have a couple, you know, come and sit down for an interview, and the guy would say, you know, I was raised poor, and so I never want to feel that way again. And so I save everything. I want to make sure that we always have something in reserve. And the very next couple that would come in, the guy would sit down and say, I was raised poor and I never want to feel that way again. So I take my family out to eat. I never want to like have them feel like they have to cut things the way that I did and live in that poverty mentality. And it turns out it's not what your experience was. It's how you reacted to it.
Hmm.
And it is building up those beliefs of this is just how things should work.
Or do work.
And so, unfortunately, what often happens is your partner can step on that and they don't realize that, what they're stepping on is this belief that this is just how everybody knows that this should work. And it's very irrational and it's very emotional, but it's really real.
Yeah.
So how it played out for us was, you know, taking that Diet Coke story back to that.
You're right.
It all goes back to Diet Coke.
So what would happen is in my mind, I would go, since Shanti's not willing to sacrifice, I'll have to. So it's the martyr mentality.
Where do you go from water?
Yeah. Well, it meant that I pack my lunch.
Okay, right.
For work. Even though I'd love to go out and buy something for lunch, because Shanti won't do that.
So what does
I'll
that create in you?
Do it. Oh, a bit of resentment, yeah. Which, quite frankly, was one of the biggest risk factors.
It was actually the biggest, I think. Yeah, statistically.
How did that manifest then beyond that, beyond the money issue? How did that resentment then manifest back to Shanti in different ways, unrelated to
Yeah,
money?
I mean, it would come out in, you know, how we fought or argued.
Just attitude.
Or it was just there.
Did you play that card? Did you say, yeah, I may be that, but at least I don't spend money on a Diet Coke, Shanti.
Wow, that's convincing, Jim.
I mean, seriously, though, it's the attitude developed around it. It
well,
is serious.
But in like so many couples, it was all internal.
Right.
Right. When we had it, we're painting this picture of a horrible marriage.
I appreciate the examples because that's where people connect.
Well, that's where people live,
yeah.
Right? I mean, this is an example of where most people, what we found is they don't have a horrible relationship.
Mm-mm.
They
right.
have a great relationship. It's just in this area, they are living in a coping way. They are getting by and they don't realize it's pulling them apart. Instead of this being an opportunity to go, for example, oh my gosh, I had no idea that this was stirring up this emotion in you and that every time you pack your lunch, you're sort of spinning out these thoughts like she just doesn't care about me.